Jacket News. Trending now. Trending now.
On the roads, the major issue this afternoon was an accident on the M1 South just before the Crown Interchange. The delays have eased up considerably, but you can still expect delays on the M1 South in Ormond heading towards the Xavier Street exit.
We start with news from Rand Water. They dismissed reports that water in the Vaal area has been poisoned and is unsafe to drink. This comes after voice notes were circulated on social media platforms alleging that the water has been contaminated. And big news on the international front this moment. President-elect Donald Trump just arrived at the White House to meet with outgoing President Joe Biden a few minutes ago. The two sat in front of a crackling fire in the White House for a photo opportunity, and here's what they said.
Welcome.
Thank you very much.
And, thank you very much. And politics is tough, and it's many cases not a very nice world, but it is a nice world today, and I appreciate very much. And a transition that's so smooth, it'll be as smooth as it can get, and I very much appreciate that, Joe.
You're welcome. Thank you all.
But no matter how loud reporters try to get answers, they'll have to wait to hear what was said behind closed doors. For now, that's all that we can give you from what's happening there. And with this, we go into the Business Minute. We stay in America. Renier van Zyl from Efficient Private Clients has the latest.
U.S. inflation rose by 2.6% on an annualized basis during October, largely matching expectations. Now, that marks a pickup in the pace of inflation from September, when prices were up by 2.4% on the year. Despite the firming in the inflation data, U.S. Fed policymakers at this point still appear on course to cut rates by another quarter percentage point when they hold their final meeting of the year next month.
And with that, we head into company news.
Amazon is poised to roll out its newest artificial intelligence chips as the big tech group seeks returns on its multi-billion dollar semiconductor investments and to reduce its reliance on market leader Nvidia. Now, executives at Amazon Cloud Computing are spending big on custom chips in the hopes of ultimately bringing down its own costs, as well as those of Amazon Web Service customers.
Dollar trading at 18 Rand 20, a euro 19 Rand 24, and a pound sitting at 23 Rand 13. Anton, here's your Bitcoin. It is now sitting at $93,108. That was the last time I checked, so maybe it's more now. And with all of the hype at 5:30, here's the Rand value. It's about 1.6 million Rand, if my calculations are correct. Gold is sitting at $2,598.77 per fine ounce. Oil at $71.29 per barrel of Brent crude. I'm Marlene Fischer, back with you at 7.
Sporttyd nou op The Drive with Robin Ross met Joe Mann. Dit word geborg deur Superbets. Wen is nie net iets wat jou span kan doen nie. Wen vir jouself by superbets.co.za. Superbets, die plek om te wed, spin, speel en wen.
Well, we start off with some cricket news once again. Not sure who to bet on at the moment, but the Indians are looking pretty good at 190 for 5 after 17.5 overs. But Andile Simelane has just bowled a hell of a ball to get Rinku Singh out and take him back to the pavilion for making just 8 runs. But Tilak Varma is still there on 95 from just 49 deliveries. So good going indeed. Still maintaining that run rate of 11.6 at the moment. Veteran prop Kian Healy, well, he is set to equal Brian O'Driscoll's record of 133 test caps in Friday's clash against Argentina, and he's going to feature two debutants as well from Ireland. And Argentina's impressive set of results in the Rugby Championship, well, makes them confident, but Felipe Contepomi is more about the performance as he seeks to become the first Pumas head coach to beat Ireland in Dublin on Friday. Contepomi made 3 changes to the starting lineup that he announced earlier today from the one that thrashed Italy 50-18 last Saturday in a match that he